WWZ.
TFW. How was your day, Chandler?
It hasn't been bad, but I only got 5 hours today, so I'm a little down in the dumps about that. Thankfully, it's better than nothing.
You were over at work early today, right?
Talked to you and Patrick this morning, right?
Yep, roger that.
Yes, sir, I was. I was hoping it was going to be another one of those 10-hour days, but unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be that way.
Be a better day.
Maybe, but I had not gotten my job assignment yet, so I'm concerned about that, and, well, I guess you'd understand why, because I had no idea what I'm doing tomorrow, and I've already tried contacting my scheduler, and before I could even say anything, let me call the boss back, I had to hang up, so I don't know what to deal with. How about you, sir? How was your day, Ken?
Good, not too hectic. It went by pretty quick, and then had to do some ordering of parts and stuff and receiving stuff in, but it wasn't too bad, all in all.
Awesome. By the way, you know that I got a new radio, right? I ordered one, anyway.
I heard you were saying this morning you got that 878. That'll be nice. You'll enjoy it. It's a good radio. Mine does good, and I still have the rubber duck on it. I ain't even bought a new antenna for it yet.
My thing is, if it was a DMR setup, what would be the need for it? You know, you ain't really trying to hit a repeater. So why do you need to put a big, giant, long antenna on the radio that doesn't really need to? Antenna.
A little bit more about mine. Hopefully I'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks anyway.
Hey, I hear that thing allows you to listen to FM broadcast. Is that true?
You may can program it for FM stations. I don't know, maybe so.
If it's true, I also hear that it can transmit and receive GMRS.
It's set up for listening on that. I can get it set up for not necessarily the GMRS, but the FRS shares some of the frequencies and that. And I'm thinking that, you know, my wife is a little member of a little Jeep group, and they probably use GMRS or FRS anyway.
Is your wife a ham? But maybe ask her about getting her license. She might like it.
Here with me plenty of time. She knows, and she can recognize the people, and she knows everything about it. And that, so, but she hasn't got a real interest in it yet.
After that, well, I know one thing. From what I hear, it's good to have a wife that, like, enjoys the same hobby as you do. That way, when you spend the money to buy new radios and equipment, she don't get mad at you.
Another thing that we do in common, and that, so. And then we both have our little separate hobbies.
That's good, too. See you this weekend, Ken.
But I think maybe tomorrow night, I think my sister wants me to help her put some brakes on her car. Then I probably got to cut grass on Saturday, and then Susan's got off on Sunday, so we'll do something on Sunday, maybe ride to the farmer's market and pick up some stuff to try to can.
Anyone else on frequency that would like to join this queue, sir? Back to you, Ken.
PFW. Yeah, I'm just riding down the road. I'm almost to Lyman now.
Lyman?
Yeah, on 29.
My crew was in Lyman today.
Been going on 29, so that's a good thing.
Not stand people that don't know how to drive. Really upset me.
I learned how to chill out. Life's too short to get all upset about something. And then all it does is it's just really bad for your health.
The stress. Stress is not good for your heart.
It's short to be aggravated all the time.
Well, I understand that. But I have a lot of challenges in life, so I've learned to deal with them, but at the same time, I still get frustrated and aggravated a lot. So I apologize for that.
You've come a long way. I know with your issues, you've overcome a lot, for sure.
Anyway, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm just wondering, how do you know that I've had disabilities?
In the other conversations and in the conversations that we've had.
Certainly don't know that. Yeah, it's been a long, hard, tiresome battle.
Get through it, right?
Yes, sir. And you want to know something else? Technically, I have a speech impediment, but I talk on ham radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. KN4TFW.
Not at all. What is your favorite ham radio to use?
I don't know. I mean, I like 2 meters and that when I'm riding down the road. But, I mean, I also like, my HF rig. I like the one that I have at the house. It's nothing fancy, but it forces you to learn how to use the radio, and I think I like that better.
Big is it?
450D. They don't make that one anymore.
450D. That wouldn't be a big flat box-looking radio with... It has a digital display, but it isn't an Android display. It's more like a black display with light numbers that light up.
I light up on it, and I don't think this one's real old. I got it from my Elmer. He sold it to me when he got a new radio, and it wouldn't have been my first choice for a radio, but I'm glad that it was my first choice for a radio because it seems to do really, really good. I can't complain at all about it, but, it doesn't have a waterfall or anything like that, but it helps me to, pull out other stations and to really go hunt and find them.
Well, the Icon 7100 doesn't have the waterfall display either. But however, I was told that I could get a software probably from Icon that will give me the water display on my laptop.
Get that, and I can get some go-between cables and some other stuff and do digital and do FT8, stuff like that, but I just haven't done it. I want to get to 100 contacts or 100 country contacted on voice before I do anything else, and so far I'm up to 68.
What is DX you've talked? This is
100 watts in a wire.
Heard that 100 watts is barely on HF. That's pretty good.
Yeah, right. 100 watts is more than enough. I mean, 10 watts if conditions are right enough to get around the world.
100 watts. What I learned from my tech studies is that as a ham, you are allowed a max power output of 1500 watts. Do you know anyone that uses that much wattage?
I have amps. Most of them use them when they're contesting or when they're trying to like, let's say there was a state, a country that was on, or and you were trying to get to them, but there was a lot of people, they may boost their power so that, you know, they're a little bit stronger. But, you know, doubling your power only gets you one more S unit every time you double it. So it's, you know, I just hadn't tried to, you know, invest in anything like that because I do pretty good on just 100 watts and I'm happy with it.
Roger that. I can definitely see that. Well, sir, I'm here at my own employer's office because I consider these people to be like friends and family to me, and I figured I'll pay them a visit while I have time. Ken, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll go ahead and take 7-3s and be clear on your final. Hope to talk to you again soon on down the block. This is KO4 WWZ. 73, and I am clear.
Chandler, you have an awesome evening and maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. KN4 TFW.